Hi, this is Jen Pham and so are you, and welcome to Pham-y,
a space where we support each other and invite you along the journey.
Hi. We have a requested topic today.
Yes, very exciting.
It's what traditions did our parents do that we want to implement and pass down to our children?
Whether it's Asian culture or not.
Yeah.
So,
there's we're just going right into it today.
Yeah, there's no like quickies today. Yeah. No rosebud thorn.
Yeah.
But we're going to go ahead and start. One of the things that my parents implemented, and if you guys listened to the previous episode, my dad is very chill. So I say parents because I give him credit, even though it's really my mom I give most of the credit to. So I just wanted to just share that disclosure if you didn't listen to that episode. But one of the things that I will be implementing as well is that in a house full of four girls, my mom's rule was every Friday we had to do a deep clean in the house. And if you don't do the deep clean, you can't do anything for the rest of the weekend. So you're just kind of grounded almost until the house is completely cleaned and like letting her know it's clean and she does a check.
That's so smart. I'm gonna do that.
Especially when you have girls. Where girls just get messy because they change outfits so often.
Oh, whether it's a girl or a guy, boys will learn how to do this so that if you ever move out and when you get married, you're doing the cleanup as well.
Yes. So toilets, mopping, vacuum, everything is cleaned every Friday. That is something I really like that my mom did. Another thing for me I hated this growing up, but my mom did this rule where it's like no sleepovers. Mm-hmm. And I get it because she had four girls. Mm-hmm. And, you know, I guess the only goal is to not get your children molested or hurt in any way, and obviously don't get them knocked up. So with that being said, like the rule was no sleepover,
like for your entire childhood.
I slept over at my grandma's house with my parents there. Like if all the cousins would go and sleep there and stuff, and my parents would be there. Or my mom would have us sleep at our cousin's house and stuff whenever we went to Savannah. Just, like, in the family, but not with any friends. So that is actually a rule that Kat and I have discussed, and we have agreed that unless we fully trust the parents, we're not going to let our children have any sleepovers, male or female. Mm-hmm. It's the same rule. A lot of crazy stuff happens, and I just want to be able to trust the parents that are watching them actually being there, watching them, having them in separate rooms, because I don't want anything crazy to happen or anyone to get hurt.
Yeah.
And then I would prefer to be the host.
Sleepovers. Same.
Yeah, for me. But that's something Kat and I discussed that we're not a huge fan of unless it's someone that we 1000% trusted with our children. And then my mom also had another rule where no opposite genders. Okay, so it's all female in our house, obviously. So whether it's girl or guy, the door has to be open when you have friends over in your room.
Oh, okay. So it didn't matter whether it was just like your friends, it wasn't like your someone you were in a relationship with.
Yeah, everybody, doors open pretty much.
That's smart.
Yeah.
Well, did you guys ever like
we have friends over
for that, or was it
no, we just respected it.
Okay.
Like, because it's just, you know, you have a bunch of girls, so I get it.
Yeah.
And it's very inclusive in our household where we kind of just, my sisters and I, we kind of just all are friends with each other's friends or like cordial or somewhat. So the door is open and it's not really a big deal.
I actually really like that.
I think that's a good rule to implement.
A really good rule.
And then another thing, I actually didn't write this down, but my mom, I hated this too growing up because I'm the oldest. But my mom's rule was if we all go or we don't all go. So it's all four of us going somewhere together or we don't go together. So if I wanted to go to a party or a friend's house, I would have to take all my sisters. If I want us to go to the movies, all my sisters have to go. It's all of us going together or none of us going together. Because my mom didn't want to raise children that, like, had jealous tendencies or envious tendencies, which we don't have at all for each other. Mm-hmm. I think she instilled it really well that we don't compare ourselves to each other or anything like that. But I hated it growing up, but I am very thankful because when I look at my other cousins or other family members, or even I look at friends, their relationships with their siblings aren't as close as my sisters and I are, which I'm very, very thankful for. Mm. And I don't think it would have happened if we didn't all go through the trenches together.
Like, no, actually.
If we all didn't get screwed over by one sister or whatever. So it's just like, okay. That is another rule. And then the last rule I really like my mom had for us was whatever you start, you always have to finish.
It's a good rule.
Yeah.
It's a good
thing to implement. I like that rule too. So does it matter if you want to do this? Okay, I support you, but you have to finish it. You can't just quit mid-season or whatever.
Oh, absolutely. That's something that I'm going to implement. Like, you're free to try whatever you want, but if you start it, you're going to at least finish it for that year or for however long that program is. Yes. And then we can move on to the next if this isn't for you.
Exactly.
Yeah.
That's a good rule.
We don't raise no quitters.
You're not a loser in this family. If you're a loser, you're not my family. Sorry. Just kidding. But those are the things. Those are high level. What I love that my mom taught us, and I will definitely be taking that into the next generation.
Oh, okay. Those are all really kind of like good ones. Yours is very different from mine.
Okay, I can't wait to hear.
Yeah, very different. So I didn't grow up with much tradition. Mm-hmm. And that's, I don't knock my mom for it at all. She was a single mom of three kids, like, and her main priority was putting food on the table.
Yeah.
So we lived in a very lenient household, partially just because, like, she couldn't keep us all down by herself. So,
it's like pros and cons.
A lot of things you weren't allowed to do were things that I did, and I think I would kind of go about it in the way that your mom went about it now. You know, because I know what that much freedom did for me and my siblings. I wouldn't give them that much freedom. And also, I wish someone didn't, you know. So our traditions was no traditions, but the ones that were traditional were kind of the ways that my mom, like, her little mom hacks for us.
Okay.
So every weekend, like, we went to Whitewater and we bought this. She did this thing where she would buy a season pass either to Whitewater or Stone Mountain or, like, Six Flags, I guess. And this is when their kids are, like, a little older, obviously, yes, like, able to run around and, like, you know, stay together and stuff. But, like, that was such a mom hack for her because we would go every weekend and it's, like, you would buy a refillable cup. So you don't have to pay for drinks every time you go. You just bring that cup every time. You get your drinks, water, whatever. You're done. Then you have a coupon book for all the foods that you need. So then you cover food that way. And then you get three kids to get all their energy out for an entire day without you having to lift a finger because they're just running around and you're just following them. And all you're doing is tanning or swimming with them, whatever. And then you go home and they're knocked out. So that was actually, like, a genius mom hack.
I love that.
That was technically a tradition I remember we had growing up.
It was a great
that one. I would kind of probably use and implement when my kids are older.
Dude, let's do it.
Yeah. And, oh my gosh. And if we go with friends, oh, that would be so fun.
That would be so fun.
Yeah.
I'm so excited. I've been telling my sisters, like, if I get a season pass, would you guys go? And then one of my sisters shared was like, do you know how disgusting the floor is? I'm not going to get a fungus. So I was like, okay, get water shoes. Jeez.
But yeah, I would get water shoes.
Like, as a kid,
you don't care. You know,
yeah, like, I don't care either. You were fine when we were doing it.
Yeah, we were fine.
I was fine doing it.
I got tough skin, girl. Like, yeah, I get nothing.
Yes, and the thing is, as long as they know how to swim,
yeah,
they're safe. I, for, you know, Six Flags, the roller coaster rides, mm-hmm. I don't feel as safe.
No, I don't.
But I do feel safe when it's water rides, because if I know that they know how to swim, mm-hmm. I feel safe. And there's lifeguards everywhere, yeah. So it's fine.
It's just easy.
And then it gets the adrenaline out for, like, you know, any tall slides or anything. So it teaches them not to be scared of heights. So it's just a bunch of things where I think it's just really good life lessons.
Oh, I didn't even think about that. Yeah. But yeah, we're all pretty, like, we all have kind of like a daredevil spirit. We're all very open to a lot of things. We're not like afraid of heights, roller coasters. My sister rides a motorcycle.
Yeah.
My brother's. She's just a whole thing on its own, so.
I think that's a great mom hack.
That is a great mom hack, and now that we can do it with mom friends, oh my god,
so much better.
That's so much better. tradition was, so we spent, when she could, we spent a lot of quality time together.
Oh, nice.
So, we did movie nights, I remember, and it was like, back then, it's like DHS, and you're getting that, and we watch that same movie, like, every movie that year. Like, it's like the same five movies on rotation that I remember growing up doing. But we would sleep in the same bed, so all three of us would sleep in the bed with my mom. So it was like three of us at the top, one at the bottom.
Yeah.
I wouldn't do that with my kids every day, but I would do that, you know,
in general,
like on, you know, special movie nights, you know, like family nights and things like that. I would love to do that. Yeah. Just all of us cuddle, like have a big sleepover.
It's so nice.
It's so nice. So other than that, we didn't really have tradition. That would carry on to our next topic.
Okay, so things that you won't want to pass down to the next generation.
So the way I tackled that was like things I won't want to pass down, meaning things I would want to pass down that I didn't have.
Okay.
Yeah, so that's how I went about it. So things I wouldn't pass down, piggybacking on the no traditions, we didn't spend much holidays together. Mm-hmm. So that is definitely, I would have every holiday be a family event.
Mm-hmm.
Like we are at home or we can travel somewhere, but every holiday we are together.
Mm-hmm.
Like every Thanksgiving, every Christmas, that's an absolute must.
I love that.
Yeah. Things I wouldn't pass down, like I said, I would not be as lenient as my mom was. Mm-hmm. I think I slept over at people's houses starting from like sixth grade.
Okay.
And I think at one point I stayed for like weeks at a friend's house. So, which I don't know how she did that, why we did that. That was also like during like a not a good financial state in our family at that time. So, but I would not let my kid do that.
Yeah.
Yeah. I like nowadays you just don't know who to trust.
Yeah.
Like, and sleeping over at other people's houses, I think, did kind of affect me and kind of open my eyes to things, open my innocence a bit to things I shouldn't have been open to at that time based on the friend,
the age,
maybe the friend I had at that time, you know, like their parent was also super lenient. So it kind of allowed no protection in that aspect, and yeah, you're just, you don't know what your child is being exposed to, so I wouldn't do that.
Wait, can I say something, because I just remembered
something. Yeah, go for it. Yeah.
Something that my parents did was my dad has a brother, obviously my uncle, that my cousins came to stay at our place once a week in the summer. And then we would go stay at their place once a week in the summer. And
like you have a football?
Yeah. So we'll go to Savannah and stay there for a week. Or they'll come over to Atlanta and stay for a week. And that was very, that was like our cousin reunion that I think was very important to us. Because it was all girls. So you have seven girls in the house. It's very, very chaotic. And it was a lot of love, a lot of sleepovers, like you said. And I think that's what I got my fulfillment in sleepovers, because I had a lot of cousins, luckily. And so that's why I don't think I ever felt left out that I couldn't do sleepovers with friends. And we moved so much when we were younger.
Yeah, girl, so you had a whole village behind you.
Yeah, so for us, it was like, okay, this is the one stable thing we have.
I love that, though.
Yeah, you obviously have to trust that family to provide or whatever and take care of them. And you know how much our parents have to have love us to drive 4 hours, drop us off in a different city, drive 4 hours to go back to work, and then drive 4 hours to go pick them up, and then 4 hours to drop them, like, take them back home.
Yeah.
So it's a lot of love there that you can see. But I think watching our parents willing to do that and giving the parents a break for a week in the summer, I think that is super important too.
That's so important. That's, like, amazing that, because it's all within the family too.
Yeah.
So that's, like,
a lot of amazing trust.
Yeah.
But I will say, in my family, there has been sexual assault within the family. So I don't trust family members too. It's really difficult for me to trust. I mean, so for me, I just am very, very careful on who my children are. I have to know that the parents are almost not helicopter, but they're watching them. They're actually not getting drunk, having a great time for dinner. The kids can go play upstairs and you have no idea what they're doing. Like, I need to know my kids are being checked in on, like, or what have you. Or I'm sleeping over with them. Like, I don't know if I can
do that.
Yeah, like, you know, I don't know if I can let it go, because it's happened just so many times in the family. And you don't realize, like, your own family members will do that, or their own cousin will do that. So I just am very, very cautious, because you think you can trust everyone, but I just, you never know.
You know what I think we should do? We should just go with our mommy, like, go with all our friends who are parents, and we can just rent out a lake house or something.
I know, I love that.
You know, like, what's that show? The Summer I Turned Pretty.
I love that show. I'm with you, though. But I just wanted to say that, because that was a very strong tradition that I don't think that I could implement that with anyone right now for Kylo, because he doesn't have any cousins, and, like, you're the only one. You're, like, his...
Yeah, but you have a boy and I have a girl. It's not like they can have sleepovers.
They're gonna just... They're not... They might not even get along.
We have a few friends. I'm like, you're not dating any one of my friends' kids.
Yeah, no, definitely. I think
this is your family.
Yeah,
this
that's is how your I extended raise them. Family. That's yeah. how I like, say it
this
to them.
Is your Kylo's your brother.
Like, this is your cousin. You can't do anything.
Yeah, your older cousin.
That's how I think. That's how I think of it, because you don't. I don't even want them to think anything boyfriend girlfriend until this in the double cousin. Digits at least. But yeah, that was just one thing where I just had to share. But okay, well, what are other things you don't want to pass down?
Okay, like, actual legit things that I saw in my household that I don't want to pass down is anger. You know, like, my parents were parents at a really young age. And there were a lot of things that they weren't even... I don't even think they were at the age where they could have... They were still kids. You know, like, my mom had me at 22. You're a kid, you know, like, your brain has not fully developed by then. Neither has my dad's. Like, you're figuring your world out. Like, if I got a kid, if I got pregnant at 21, I would have been a terrible parent. Because I was just not mentally stable, you know? So there was, like, a lot of emotional instability. And I'm just thankful that I was able to work on mine, and I'm continuously working on mine so that I don't have to pass that on to my kids. So I very much work on anger, and have always been against whenever I'm dating people, that was a big no-no. Like, if you have anger issues, I can't be around it. Partially because I'm also protecting my issues. So that's something I would implement, like, trying to have more... Definitely have more love and And I'm not saying I didn't have love, you know, like, but you know what I mean? Like, just the way that we go about
like arguments. If, you know, being able to have the emotional intelligence to handle
conflicts. Also, probably if me and my husband are, like, upset at each other and we're fighting, limiting kind of what we are showing in front of the kids. That doesn't mean we're showing, like, oh, we're a big, we're happy couple all the time, but we're not going to start screaming at each other, especially in front of the kids, you know? Like, just not, you know, going about it that way. Not like we do that anyways behind closed doors, but, you know, just saying if things were to get to that place.
I think that's a really great rule. My aunt has that rule for her family. Yeah. For her and her husband.
Yeah. Like, I just think it's important for them to see adults have, like, communicate in a very healthy outlet.
Yes.
But I also want them to know it's okay to make mistakes. You know, like, sometimes you may have a slip up. And so, leading into the next thing, apologizing to my kids, I think would be an important thing I would want to pass down that I don't think I really got when I was young.
I don't even get that now.
So I do now, you know, if my mom does something, she apologizes. But, like, I would want my kids to know I make mistakes and it's okay for you to make mistakes. I think this goes back to our parents' parenting episode when we say, like, idolizing our parents. I think that made me idolize my mom thinking she's never made a mistake, you know? So I want my kids to know I'm human too. And it's okay for you to be human. Well, you are human. Basically, you get what I'm saying.
That's a good rule. I like that.
Yeah. So those are traditions I would pass down. Another tradition, this wasn't like a family tradition, but like my mom was a huge giver, like in life. And whether this was just like, I think it was an aspect where God really blessed her with a lot. And she wanted to extend that blessing onto others. She was never the type of like person that would, if she had it and she could give it up, she was always giving. And I would definitely implement that as well, because she, watching her, taught us a lot about like not being stingy, you know, with things we have, not thinking we're better than people, you know, like looking at the world and people fairly, like everyone is going through their own struggle, things like that. So that's things I would implement.
I love that. It's a good one. Mine are a little bit more darker, because with my mom doing a lot of great things, I think my mom and I just don't really like certain things that they do of how they discipline children. I really like how my mom hit us a lot. And, like, when I say a lot, it was a lot. Like, we had social services come. Oh. It was really bad. And so that, I don't really like her way of disciplining. With social services, she did chill a lot, which made her. We didn't call. We just all told the counselor we're scared to come home on Fridays. So anyway, I don't really like that, and so I don't want to instill, like, a day of discipline. Like, it's very scary for a child.
Yeah, for sure.
To be like, oh my God, we're counting out on the day, and this is the day, like, mom's gonna hit us. Like, that's just really scary. And then hating amazing day of the week, like, dude, imagine hating Fridays. Like, that just sucked. But then also, I don't really like the way my mother-in-law disciplines either, because she, even though my mom doesn't attack us like this verbally, my mom had a lot of volume when she disciplined us. Like, she is, I'm sure you can hear her from outside the house. Like, she is on the top of her lungs. So I don't really want to talk to my children like that either. And I'm trying to learn that right now, but we're a very loud family. So trying to teach Kylo when mom gets loud, that's a bad thing, is very hard. So I'm trying to teach my sisters not to yell at Kylo in a loud voice, or not like yell, but even when we're overly excited, we just raise our volume. And I want to teach him, like, if we raise our volume, it's a bad thing. So that's really hard because of how we were raised, and my dad is partially deaf, so it's just really loud. But I don't really like that. I don't want to yell at my children all the time. I want to be able to discipline them in a normal conversation. And feeling like my mom never made us feel like, oh, I'm disappointed in you. She's just like, this is bad and you're not in trouble. It was never like, I'm proud of you or I'm disappointed in you. It was never like that, like the way she disciplined. Mm-hmm. And my dad didn't even discipline us. So that just gives you like how much pressure my mom had to be a parent. Mm-hmm. So I don't like that. And then my mother-in-law, she has a lot of low blows. And she says a lot of things that like cut you deep. And I don't want to raise our children like that either, because I don't want them to have this traumatic thing and think like, oh, this is what grandma thinks of me.
Yeah.
So it's just really difficult. Like those are things I want to protect my children from. How I'm gonna go about that, I have no idea. Mm-hmm. But it's just a lot of training, because I don't want to use the threatening card of like, you know, I don't want you to, like, I don't want to take grandparents away from my children, but I also don't want my children to be in a traumatic place of discipline. So it's gonna be a lot of work in general to keep those relationships healthy. So that's one thing that I don't want to pass down. Another thing is being the oldest, my mom made me have a lot of responsibility on my sisters and their grades. And I don't like that. I don't think that I should get hit if my sisters did a bad job in school. Like, it was just really like a lot of delegating.
Yeah.
And I don't think that's a child's job. Mm-mm. So for me, I don't want to take that onto any of my children, and especially not the oldest, because you're already the guinea pig. Your parents already don't know what they're doing. Mm-hmm. And then on top of that, to add in, like, you have to do this, or your sibling has to meet these requirements, or you're going to be in trouble. I just don't think that should be how you raise your children.
Yeah.
So I don't want to do that either. I don't want to put that responsibility on the older children, because I don't know how many I'm going to have. But that, and then the last one, growing up, I didn't really hang out with friends, like, at all, like, outside of school. And it's mostly because we moved a lot, but my mom gave us a lot of time with cousins. So we were at grandma's house every single weekend. And then we all, like, that was the crib. We always said, that's the crib. We're going to the crib. And it was hanging out with all of our cousins. And everyone knew, like, all the adults knew to drop off their kids. So we're all hanging out with the cousins every weekend with grandma, because we had a week of school. So that was kind of, like, our social meter of hanging out with quote-unquote friends. Mm-hmm. But because Kylo's not going to have that, Kylo doesn't have a group of cousins, I don't have a lot of parent friends that I'm going to have to do this different dynamic of building those relationships of like, okay, instead of hanging out with the cousins, you're now going to be hanging out with your friends.
Yeah.
So that's something like my mom did for us, where we didn't get to hang out with friends because we had so many cousins.
Yeah.
Which I'm very lucky for. But now I'm like, okay, I don't have that for my child. So now I have to do the opposite. Not because I want to. I'd much rather him have a bunch of cousins, but I'm not going to peer pressure everyone to have a child. Yeah. So that's why I said Sora's baby would be like my baby niece and then like cousins.
Yeah.
Because that's how I grew up. And so that's why I say that.
I like that better, actually.
Yeah.
Yeah, because seriously, there's just so many things your kids get exposed to, mm-hmm. like, growing up that you just can't censor. A big part of having too much leniency was, like, for me as a girl, getting exposed to boys too early. Mm-hmm. Like, getting exposed to maybe alcohol too early in an unhealthy way, you know, like, things like that. Like, you just don't know with... What you don't know how other
families see alcohol, think it's okay to date.
Think it's okay to date. It's just a lot of things. And also, like, you also don't know who your kid's hanging out with. So, mm-hmm. like, mine was hanging out with too many older people. Mm-hmm. So, like, as being young, hanging out with older people, they're more exposing you to things that you shouldn't see at your age. Mm-hmm. Things like that.
I will say, my mom was the police when it came to hanging out. She asked everything from what are their names, who's all going, where did you meet them.
So would you do that? To what
extent? She was extensive. She was like, what's their religion? Like, she was kind of crazy. Like, how did you, you know, if you met them at church, what's their parents' name? I don't know. Like, you know, like a lot of deep, deep questions. But I think I wouldn't do that to my kids, but I would do that to my kids where I want them to share with me, but it's not an interview mm-hmm. of back-to-back questions. Mm-hmm. It's more like, let's have a conversation of who you want to hang out
with. Yeah. But like, I don't know how to get there. Oh, you know what I mean? Like, how do you, I guess it's just like,
we didn't really get to hang out until like high school. So we were really much family oriented. And I think that instilled a lot of family into us too. So we didn't really hang out with friends. We didn't hang out. We didn't go to people's birthday parties or anything. My mom was very strict. And it's like, if I wanted to go, I got to bring all three of my sisters. My second grade sister got to go with me. Like, that sucks.
See, my mom just dropped us off at church. And you would think because you're at church, everything is very,
church is so toxic.
Church is very toxic.
I smoked my first cigarette at church. I never did it again.
I guess she felt more comfortable because we were at church. We're hanging out with church people. But, yeah, church can also be very toxic. And there's a lot of things that are hidden at church. So,
so funny. I mean, that's just high level. I think we both like learned, and I'm so grateful for our childhood because I think without that we wouldn't know.
Oh, same. Yeah,
I'm definitely stealing your mom's mom hack.
I'm definitely I'm probably gonna take a page out of some things your mom did. actually love the fact that I know that you said you wouldn't do this as much, or I don't know if you said you would, but like the fact that if one goes, all of you go, I actually really like that.
I love that now because my sisters, we make time for each other.
Yeah.
We'll get mad if someone doesn't come. And we do call family meetings. If anyone wants to share, that's a good thing to implement too. Where if one of us like, hey, I want a family meeting, all of us send our immediate schedules and when we can come and see. We don't have them often, but anyone can call a family meeting, which, and all of us will make the time for. But it also very much instilled like, hey, your best friends are your siblings.
Family, yeah. Yeah. I love that.
Because these are the people that are going to see every single stage of your life. And mom and dad aren't going to be here forever, but you have your sibling.
Mm-hmm. Like, I didn't have that with my siblings. Mm-hmm. I had a terrible relationship with my siblings growing up, actually.
Yeah.
And me and Sunny living together at that downtown mm-hmm. was the best thing that could have happened to us. Because mm-hmm. that's how we became close. And now that's why my sister's, like, my best friend.
Mm-hmm.
But, like, living together literally made me love having a sister. I love mm-hmm. having her as my sister. But, like, my brother, we don't hang out, you mm-hmm. know? Like, I barely see him. I think I see him maybe twice a year.
Mm-hmm.
And he lives less than 20 minutes away from me.
Yeah.
And sometimes that makes... I wish we had a better relationship. I know it's on, like, both sides, but...
Mm-hmm.
If my parents had... If we had instilled that when we were younger to hang out, maybe things could have been better.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It would have been different. I mean, it definitely did suck growing up. Because you're like, oh my God, I have to bring my sisters... That every is like party, 6 years younger than me. Yeah, it did suck. So I did have to pick and choose, and I just said no to a lot of things because I'm just thinking in advance, this is not something my sisters are going to want to go.
Yeah.
And if they don't go, I can't go. So it was an easy way for my mom to say no without saying no.
Because
you kind of start thinking like, oh, Steph wouldn't like to go there or Liz wouldn't like that movie. unless, so you have to work on convincing them. And yeah, I became a really great manipulator.
Well, that's also, it managed to help you say no.
Yeah. I mean, it helped you. It does help a lot. And then I think another great tip would be, no, I actually forgot. But yeah, I had another good one that my mom did, but I totally forgot already. But she did a lot of good things for someone who worked 9 to 9. Like, how did you do that? I have no idea.
Four kids.
And, you know, being the main parent. Because if my dad would not drive us anywhere unless my mom told him. Like, hey, I need the green light. So he would just be like, mom didn't tell me. And then we're just all stuck at home until mom calls dad and tells him. So.
That's so funny.
I know, it was very different, but I'm very grateful for the childhood we had. They did their best, and I think their best was definitely more than good enough for us. A little bit traumatic, but it's fine. It's fine. All love here.
I just feel like that's... Our kids might say the same thing.
I know.
Like, the way we go about it, they're going to be like, good enough for us, sometimes traumatic, but good enough.
I guess I had a great childhood.
I had a great childhood. If I look back now. Because of the person I've become now, I'm like, I had a great childhood.
During that process, kind of sucked.
They kept us in check in their own ways.
I agree.
It clearly worked because I would deem that we're pretty great people.
I think so too. Not to toot our own horns. I think we're freaking really, we're a catch.
Yeah, we are a catch.
Okay, that's all the time we have today.
Love talking about this. We'll catch you guys next time.
Okay, yeah, request any other episodes you guys want us to talk about.
Okay, bye.